This is your turn, Nikki, to mention the song.
I can't remember who it was. It was Katy Perry, wasn't it?
California Girls.
California Girls. She's marrying Russell Brand, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
God love her. Anyway.
To Pow as well, China in Your Hand, here till 7 o'clock tonight, remembering the 1980s.
Come on.
And our tribute to one of our favourite TV shows of all time, Reeling in the Years. We're going to play you a song now, a huge hit song, a number one from the 1980s. Remember, don't text us, don't email us. Just see if you can figure out.
Just roll down your car window and shout it out.
Wherever you are, feel the love.
And if you're in your house, go out to your car, roll down the window and shout it out.
Go into the house next door, find the man or woman and just kiss them and hug them and then tell them the year. And these are some of the clues from that year in the 1980s, Nikki.
This year is the year of Black Monday, when the world financial markets suffer huge losses. In New York, share values fall 22%
wow.
in one day.
Wow.
Imagine if that happened this year. Well, they probably already did last year.
A few times last year.
The Eurovision Song Contest, Johnny Logan wins with Hold Me Now. He's the first person ever to win two Eurovisions. In Antarctica, scientists discover a huge hole in the ozone layer. In the European Championship qualifying games, Ireland beat Scotland 1-0 in Hampden Park under Jack Charlton's management. Ireland qualify for major finals for the first time ever. And this is a remarkable year for cyclist Stephen Roach. He wins the Giro d'Italia and the World Championships. He's also the first Irish winner ever of the Tour de France.
And here's that number one song from that year. It's George Michael and Faith. We are all here this Sunday evening. It's Michael Cahalan.
Nicky Byrne.
That wasn't the DJ voice there now, was it? No?
It wasn't as good as previous. Not going to lie to you.
Bad Romance, Lady Gaga. Do you remember when you were doing Celebrity Sunday back in February? Two of the guys in Westlife picked that as their favourite song.
They did. 2 weeks in a row, actually, yeah. If I remember correctly. Mark and Keane, yeah.
That kind of sums up the taste of the band, doesn't it?
Bad Bromance.
And we had George Michael and Faith. We asked you on our Reeling in the Years look back to try and figure out what year that song was a hit. We gave you some clues.
Yeah, some of the clues we gave you was in the European Championship qualifying games, Ireland beat Scotland 1-0 at Hampden Park under Jack Charlton's management. And Ireland qualified for a major finals for the first time ever. And I can remember that group in the country at the time.
And do you remember we encourage you to go into your next door neighbour, ring the doorbell, whether it's a man ding or a ding. Woman, kiss them, embrace them.
And shout out the year.
Which was 1987. Well done.
Wow. How old were you in 1987, Michael?
I was just coming up on 10.
No, you weren't. I was 9. Was I 9? Yeah, I was 9.
I was somewhere between...
You were 29.
I was not 29 in 1987. I'll tell you what I was, actually. I was...
16.
14.
14.
I don't know. 16? I was 14. 73 I was born.
73.
Yeah. Now, you know I'm always concerned that Westlife are up to date, Nikki, with the very latest musical trends.
Of course.
You know yourself. Westlife are on the cutting edge of new music.
We are.
Worldwide.
We're always on the lookout for new and inspiring songs.
So this is a new song that 2FM are playing over the last week by a well-known band from the last few years. They're called Teenage Fan Club. I think this could be a future Westlife cover. See what you think.
We don't just do covers, by the way, just so you know.
I know you don't. Neither did Elvis. So it's you and Elvis. You see. This is called Baby Lee, 2FM.